And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of November, 2014. It's the birthday of Ivan Turgenev, born in Oryol, Russia, 1818, grew up on a huge estate with 5,000 serfs and would have inherited great wealth. But he offended his mother by wanting to be a writer, and she cut him out of the will. It's the birthday of the Irish playwright Hugh Leonard, born in Dublin, 1926, whose plays included Stephen Dee, based on James Joyce, and his autobiographical play Daw, which was a big hit on Broadway. It's the birthday of the poet Anne Sexton, born Newton, Massachusetts, 1928. Never went to college, eloped when she was 19, became a suburban housewife, had her first nervous breakdown at the age of 28, attempted suicide, took a poetry seminar, decided to write poems, and within a few years she had published her work in Harper's and The New Yorker. Her first books were To Bedlam and Partway Back and All My Pretty Ones. It's the anniversary of Kristallnacht, the night in 1938 when German Nazis coordinated a nationwide attack on Jewish homes, businesses, and synagogues. The Nazi stormtroopers tried to make the attacks look like spontaneous demonstrations, and the police were told not to interfere but to arrest the Jewish victims instead. Firefighters were told not to put out the fires. In all, more than 1,000 synagogues were burned or destroyed. About 7,500 Jewish businesses, hospitals, homes, schools, cemeteries. Many of the attackers were neighbors of the victims. Insurance companies paid no compensation, and the event was used to justify barring Jews from schools and public places. In the days following, thousands of Jews were sent to concentration camps. Kristallnacht meant the night of broken glass, and it was generally considered to be the beginning of the Holocaust. Before that night, the Nazis had killed secretly and individually, but after Kristallnacht on this day in 1938, the Nazis felt free to persecute Jews openly, knowing that nobody would try to stop them. And today is the birthday of the astronomer Carl Sagan, born Brooklyn, 1934, studied physics at the University of Chicago. He taught at Harvard, where he gave a popular series of lectures called Planets Are Places. Was denied tenure at Harvard, and so he went off to Cornell, where he taught for the rest of his career. Carl Sagan collaborated with his wife to create the very popular 13-part TV series Cosmos, broadcast in 1980, which since its launch has been seen by 750 million viewers. Carl Sagan said, "I think I'm able to explain things because understanding wasn't entirely easy for me. I had to work to understand. I can remember what I had to do to figure it out." Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. How happy is the little stone? How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies, never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on. And independent as the sun, associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree in casual simplicity. Emily Dickinson's How Happy is the Little Stone. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.